Bless your name. We thank you, O Lord, for your mercy upon our lives. Thank you, O Lord, for your love, your power upon us. We give you a praise. Be exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, O Lord, for how thus far you've helped us all through this week until today. Thank you, O Lord, O God, for your grace upon our lives. Thank you, O Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you, O Lord, for your preservation, protection, upon our lives, upon our homes, upon everything around us. We give you praise. Be exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we are grateful, Lord, unto you for making it possible for us to be gathered today to listen to your word and to share your word. Lord, we pray that your word, O God, let it be the meditation of our heart as it will be spoken to us. Lord, through your Holy Spirit, Lord, we pray, let your word be the meditation of our heart, and let the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O God, in Jesus' name. We pray thee, O God, and you minister your word, Lord, to our ears, and you minister your word to our hearts in Jesus' name. Make us the doer of your word and not the hearers only, and give us the grace, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today on Family Essence. And today we'll be looking at a subject before us. And the title is Stewardship. Stewardship. And more often than not, we'll discover that even in a secular world, of course, for those who work in different departments in their companies, maybe the accounting department or the sales department or whatever, maybe you're on the field, on the job, of course, you once in a while give account of, you know, what is going on in your department, how you're able to improve on sales, and how you're able to improve the efficiency of the system, and how you're able to, you know, work with other departments to make sure that the goal of the company is achieved. And stewardship, basically, it's about, you know, giving an account of what it's been done. And you see that on occasions, the company itself from time to time would have to do an assessment. Maybe it's a quarterly assessment, maybe the first quarter, second, third quarter, and yearly assessment as well. And during this assessment, of course, each department will make a kind of presentation and will give an account of what has been done so far, maybe at the first quarter, maybe at the second quarter, or at the end of the year, so that the company will be able to, you know, reconcile those accounts to see if they're able to meet their set goals and set objectives and all. So the same thing is applicable, and we'll be looking at just a couple of scriptures regarding this, and we would take a look into, and as we proceed and, you know, consider God's word, there is a need for us to as well, because that is actually applicable on to our lives and our Christian race on our pilgrim's journey on earth. God expects us to be accountable, and he expects us to carry out certain responsibility. We are not just here on earth as an experiment, and our primary goal on earth is to make sure that we serve God, we follow his will, we do obey his commandments. And I pray that as we continue, the Holy Spirit will minister to our hearts and lives in Jesus' name. One of the passages of scripture we will be looking at is the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4. First Corinthians chapter 4 in verse 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 in verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, this is Paul the Apostle speaking to the church at Corinth, and it says here, let a man so account of us. He was trying to tell the church at Corinth that, of course, in as much as God has committed a tax to us, there is a need for us to let you know that we are accountable, to these responsibilities, to giving an account of everything that we've done. So it's trying to tell them that the word account, reading from the KJV version of the Bible, it's actually an old English. You hear words, sometimes you stumble on words like account, you stumble on words like reconciliation of accounts, basically. So it's an old English, and of course it's still very much relevant to what is going on in the world today, and in a secular world as well. So it says here, let the man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the miseries of God. In verse 2, it says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Now, it's not just enough for you to say that you're given a charge, you're given a responsibility of your daily walk with God, of evangelism, of follow-ups, of ministering the word. This is applicable to every walks of life. This is applicable to the family as well. If you internalize that within your family, we all have responsibility. For those who are married, you have responsibility of looking after your kids. And Paul the Apostle is saying, whatsoever responsibilities you have, there is going to be a reconciliation of an account. Heaven is taking an account, because as a matter of fact, our life is it's like a book that is being read by God every day. And if we are not in alignment with the will of God, with the purpose of God on earth, then we are not doing His will. There is nothing to really do. If we decide not to do God's will, if we decide not to obey God's instruction, because at every point in time, there is certain expectation of heaven concerning our lives. There are some things we should be doing. And if we don't seek alignment, if we just live the life just carelessly, and we don't ask God per time what He wants us to do, how He wants us to, to carry out our life's responsibility, if it's not in sync, if it's not in alignment with His will, then we are doing things outside of the will of God, and there is nothing to really account for. Now, Paul the Apostle is talking to the church at Corinth that even if you look at our lives, if you look at those things that we've done, if you take an account of everything, we are justified. We've followed God's will, we've followed God's instruction, we've done everything based on what God is telling us per time, in every moment, every year, every quarter. So if you look at your life and you take an account of your achievement, the achievement of what we are saying here is